Hello, and thank you for using the Descriptive Audio Description Service at this production of MJ the Musical at the Neil Simon Theater. MJ was written by two-time Pulitzer Prize winner Lynn Nottage and directed by Tony Award-winning director-choreographer Christopher Wheeldon. The executive producer is Michael David by special arrangement with the estate of Michael Jackson. Theater Description. The Neil Simon Theater is located on 52nd Street between Broadway and 8th Avenue. The theater was built in 1927 and seats just under 1,500 people throughout the orchestra and mezzanine. The theater interior is painted in shades of blue and white with gold trim. As you enter the building, the box office is on the left. Continuing through the outer lobby past the ticket takers is the orchestra section. A corridor runs along the back of the orchestra, connecting the two sides. If you proceed left down this corridor, it will take you back to 52nd Street. Two staircases, one on each side of the orchestra, lead down to a lounge where you will find bathrooms, a bar, and a stand selling show merchandise as well as some limited seating. From the orchestra level, if you take a few steps around the corner from the stairs, there are two more sets of stairs that lead up to the mezzanine, where there are more bathrooms, another bar, as well as another merchandise stand. There is a wheelchair accessible bathroom on the orchestra level, house left, as well as wide stalls in the male and female restrooms. In the corridor, behind the back wall of the orchestra is patron services, where you will find enhanced listening and accessibility devices. Synopsis. MJ is the electrifying new Broadway musical that takes audiences inside the creative process of one of the greatest entertainers in history. Featuring over 25 of Michael Jackson's biggest hits, MJ allows us to rediscover the man in the mirror, with an explosion of music, choreography, and theatricality as unforgettable as the artist himself. Character descriptions. MJ is 34 years old, of average height and very slim, with medium brown skin and long, dark brown wavy hair that is pulled into a ponytail. He wears a pair of black trousers with a tuxedo stripe down the side, a white t-shirt under an open, long-sleeved white shirt, white socks, and black loafers. Over this, he will wear a number of jackets throughout the show. Some are military in style with gold trim or sequins, others stylish leather jackets. During the second act, MJ will switch out the white shirt for a blue shirt of the same style. Michael is a younger version of MJ. In the show, he ages from 15 to his early 20s. He has brown skin, a full afro, and wears a pair of black pants, a navy sweater with blue color blocking along the front, and black loafers. The third version of MJ is Little Michael, Michael Jackson at age 8 through 10. When not wearing the bright and 60s-inspired costumes for performing, Little Michael wears trousers and polo shirts. Kate is a backup singer, and the actress who plays her also plays Katherine Jackson, MJ's mother. She wears a pair of loose black trousers and a warm orange-red blouse. As MJ's mom, a simple item of clothing like a jacket will be added to distinguish her. Rob is the concert director. He's in his early 40s. The actor who plays Rob also plays Joseph Jackson, the family patriarch. Rob is supportive and kind, where Joseph is stern and bullying. Rob wears a pair of black trousers with a long-sleeve black top open at the throat. As Joseph, he will wear a series of jackets over this same ensemble, among them a purple blazer and a green bomber jacket. Sometimes, the actor playing these two characters will switch between them in a matter of seconds. Nick is the stage manager, and the actor who plays Nick also plays Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown. Nick wears a pair of gray trousers and a navy pullover. As Berry Gordy, he simply adds a navy plaid blazer. Rachel is a documentary filmmaker. She wears a pair of tight jeans, an orange top under a black leather jacket, and a pair of 3-inch heeled boots. Alejandro is the cameraman who works with Rachel. He has on a pair of dark gray jeans and a denim shirt under a navy vest with many pockets. He is almost always with his film camera on his shoulder and circling the dancers and MJ, capturing their moves. Dave is MJ's fastidious business manager. He wears a dark 3-piece suit, a light-colored shirt, and a tie. Nathan is a backup singer who also portrays the music producer Quincy Jones. He is dressed simply in black trousers and a long-sleeve black top. When he is Quincy, he adds a waist-length, dark brown leather coat. The dancers and ensemble will play the people populating Michael's past and present, including Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, Randy, Don Cornelius, and several lawyers and reporters. Set description. MJ takes place in a large rehearsal studio as Michael Jackson prepares for his 1993 Dangerous Tour. It is 1992. The space is large and airy, with tall windows along the side and back walls that reach from floor to ceiling. The two walls of windows along the back wall are separated by a narrow corridor. A door leads into the room from the left side of the back wall. In the left corner of the studio is a metal office desk covered in files and paperwork. There is a simple metal chair behind it, as well as one on the right side. On the far right side of the room are two black director's chairs. The other locations are created by tall, narrow panels, a few tables, and several black and silver trunks on wheels that are used for sound equipment. The panels will be used to create walls in a hotel room, a recording studio, as well as used as mirrors in the rehearsal room. The band sits on a platform along the right back side of the studio. The platform moves in and out, taking the musicians with it. For scenes that take place in the rehearsal room, they are generally present, while scenes that take place in the past, they are not. A note about the style of the show. The scenes move fluidly, crossing time and locations, functioning with the associative ease of one's memory. Boundaries can be ruptured by a thought or an observation. Characters can be present in one moment and in the next dropped into the past. The documentary film crew serves as our framing device, asking questions and observing MJ's rehearsals, allowing us to flow through his creative process. MJ also watches the past as it happens in front of him, observing his younger selves. At times, he is on the edge of the scene, and at other times, participating. Michael Jackson is considered one of the most influential entertainers of all time and an inventive dancer. As the director Christopher Wheeldon said, "He danced with this superhuman speed and precision and attack. But what you don't necessarily connect with the dancing of a pop star is that you can pause him anywhere through a sequence and you realize he is attacking each pose with infinite amounts of precision. I was just in awe of the articulation in his body, the ability to seemingly isolate every bone, every muscle, and to be so full of attack in those isolations, and then below be like mercury in his legs, seamlessly shape-shifting." Jackson's moonwalk, for example, reminds him of a ballerina with a brilliant bourée. When beautifully done, this string of quick, tiny, blurred steps is so smooth the dancer seems to float atop her legs. You can't see where the motion comes from. It only happens if they can hold the top of their legs together in a lock and have enough release in the knees to have the feet behave like liquid. You can't quite believe the human body can do that. About 10 minutes before the start of the show, cast members will filter slowly onto the stage. This happens as the audience is still taking their seats and the lights are on in the theater. They stretch, warm up, practice dance steps, and greet one another and prepare to rehearse. MJ is 2.5 hours long with one intermission. And that concludes the pre-show notes. This program will repeat until the start of the play. If you are using a device and have any questions or difficulty, please return at once to the representative in the lobby. Thank you, and enjoy MJ.